if all politics would come out of church, look what, if all politicians would come out of church as Christians, look what a better world we have. Mm-hmm. It don't do it. They all, both politicians come out of the world. I'm gonna say we got one gate to go.
So, what do you think it means? We've been asking people this. What does it mean to say that you're from Roswell? Like, what does being from Roswell mean? Like, what kind of people live in Roswell?
Most people outside of all things, they got money. That's the biggest thing. I guess so. It aggravates me so bad. Man, you got money. You from Roswell? I said, well, you get out of my face. I said, you know what happened to me? I was born in Roswell, and I live in a house in Roswell, and all these rich folks move around me, and I can't get out. What you say? I don't have nothing.
I'm trapped by rich people.
That's right.
I'm trapped.
I'm trapped here. I said, I was to stay in my house right now. I couldn't even buy a lot in Roswell.
No.
That's right. Really?
Really?
That's right. I couldn't buy a lot in Roswell. So, I hope the Lord look, I can keep it though. I did talk about not putting my house in the historical district. They own the sign. I said, no, I had to fight pretty hard, but I did it.
How come? Why didn't you want it?
They have certain stipulations. You have to have your house and everything in the historic district. You put in your fixture like they want it, or you don't. You go fix it up.
So you have to like paint it certain colors.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that makes it more valuable too, doesn't it?
It makes taxable higher.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. Right. Yeah. It's your taxes a lot higher because it's historic.
I mean, if it was supposed to happen to me now, I couldn't build it because my lot's not big enough. God bless the mayor. My house would move from way up somewhere down there and sit there. And the mayor we were such a good friends. To be sure it went right here, there, when they pull it in and sit it down, nothing would see it. Yeah. That's why I made friends. You gotta have friends. Mm-hmm. And they would have been sitting there. They got it all figured out.
So what do you think about this whole historical push then?
Well, it's all right, so long as I'm not over in the middle of it. And I'm trying to stay out of it. Well, right now, where I live is mostly, except what Habitat put in there, is all Afro-American owned property in there. Right, yeah, just about where I live there. It used to be completed, but somebody bought something in there. I don't know what they're going to do with it. But it haven't had put some houses there, but all that community, but it even up in the, what we said with the alley a while ago, that's the same way. And the cities want to run a road through that, they have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. Because once they own it, they can put anything they want to tell to, but I hope not any of my people that own in lots and where I live, they ever sell them.
So this is really affecting African Americans.
Yeah.
And have any of them lost their homes because of this?
What's this organization? Not Habitat, it's another organization. They get a grant or something to redo their houses so they can live there.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you know, what about the tax situation, like you said?
Well, they got it figured out somewhere, but all of us is being taken care of right now. They made it City Hall not too long ago. Gail working really hard with it. God bless her soul. And getting criticized on every hand.
By African Americans?
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?